the right time and place for the review. The weekly review is so critical that it behooves you to establish good habits, environments, and tools to support it. Once your comfort zone has been established for the kind of relaxed control that getting things done is all about, you won't have to worry too much about making yourself do the review. You'll have to do it to get back to your personal standards again. Until then, do whatever you need to once a week to trick yourself into backing away from the daily grind for at least a couple of hours, not to zone out, but to rise up at least to 10,000 feet and catch up. If you have the luxury of an office or workspace that can be somewhat isolated from the people and interactions of the day, and if you have anything resembling a typical Monday to Friday work week, I recommend that you block out 2 hours early every Friday afternoon for the review. Three factors make this an ideal time. First, the events of the week are likely to be still fresh enough for you to be able to do a complete postmortem. Oh yeah, I need to make sure I get back to her about, and so forth. Second, when you invariably uncover actions that require reaching people at work, you'll still have time to do that before they leave for the weekend. And third, it's great to clear your psychic decks so you can go into the weekend ready for refreshment and recreation with nothing on your mind. You may be the kind of person, however, who doesn't have normal weekends. I, for example, often have as much to do on Saturday and Sunday as on Wednesday. But I do have the questionable luxury of frequent long plane trips, which provide an ideal opportunity for me to catch up. A good friend and client of mine, an executive in the world's largest aerospace company, has his own Sunday night ritual of relaxing in his home office and processing the hundreds of notes he's generated during his week of back-to-back meetings. Whatever your lifestyle, you need a weekly regrouping ritual. You likely have something like this or close to it already. If so, leverage the habit by adding into it a higher altitude review process. The people who find it hardest to make time for this review are those who have constantly on-demand work and home environments with zero built-in time or space for regrouping. The most stressed professionals I have met are the ones who have to be mission-critically reactive at work, for example, high-level equities traders and chiefs of staff, and then go home to a couple of under 10-year-old children and a spouse who also works. The most fortunate of them have a 1-hour train commute. If you recognize yourself in that picture, your greatest challenge will be to build in a consistent process of regrouping when your world is not directly in your face. You'll need to either accept the requirement of an after-hours time at your desk on a Friday night, or establish a relaxed but at-work kind of location and time at home. Executive Operational Review Time. I've coached many executives to block out 2 hours on their calendars on Fridays. For them, the biggest problem is how to balance quality thinking and catch-up time with the urgent demands of mission-critical interactions. This is a tough call. The most senior and savvy of them, however, know the value of sacrificing the seemingly urgent for the truly important, and they create their islands of time for some version of this process. Even the executives who have integrated a consistent reflective time in their work, though, often seem to give short shrift to the more mundane review and catch-up process at the 10,000-foot level. Between wall-to-wall meetings and ambling around your koi pond with a Chardonnay at sunset, there's got to be a slightly elevated level of reflection and regrouping required for operational control and focus. If you think you have all your open loops fully identified, clarified, assessed, and actionalized, you're probably kidding yourself.